listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with a national news briefing. Labor has introduced a motion to censure Scott Morrison this morning. Tony Burke telling the House of Reps the former PM undermined the trust in government when he secretly took on multiple portfolios during the pandemic.
Today is not how any of us wanted to make history. For any other circumstance, for any other former Prime Minister, and certainly even for the member for Cook, had the disclosure not been made available about the multiple ministries, we would not be here now.
Mr. Morrison watched on with a blank face before responding, saying he's proud of his achievements and his government.
Australia emerged stronger under my government. I have no intention now, Mr. Speaker, of submitting to the political intimidation of this government using its numbers in this place to impose its retribution on a political opponent.
Yeah.
He also accepted all recommendations out of the Bell report into the saga. Meantime, member for Kennedy, Bob Catter, even got up having his say for more than 10 minutes.
Ms. Bell did not understand this. You know, it amazes me how lawyers simply don't understand the law. But when I went to law school, I was taught that there are conventions. We come into this place, not me, but the rest of you, swear allegiance to a lady in England.
And we're still waiting for a verdict. To other news, Virgin, Qantas and Jetstar say they'll continue operating during an airport firefighters strike next week. Aviation fireys have set a date for December 9 where they'll walk off the job for 4 hours over an ongoing pay and safety dispute. Not so good finger licker news. The prices at more than 260 KFC stores across the country are set to rise next year amid the increased cost of ingredients like chicken and lettuce. Collins Foods, that owns the outlets, has warned it's looking at menu pricing, but it's tight-lipped on just how much of an increase we're in for. And Adam Sandler has delivered a self-deprecating speech at the Gotham Awards when accepting a gong written by his two teen daughters.
Just know while Daddy is with you tonight, we're doing everything we're not allowed to do when Daddy's home. Like eat his yodels, or try on his Spanx, or dare we say laugh out loud at Ben Stiller movies.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free.
Listener.